I wanted to get an update on what's happening in Fairfield. There are a lot of things going on in the news, and sometimes it's really hard for us to focus on each town individually. So we're trying to do a better job of doing that more frequently, especially when there are several things coming up. And Fairfield, I've noticed in just the last week and a half, there were a lot of notices, some having to do with the monopoles, the ongoing fight with UI, but also looking at some beach-related stories. So I thought, you know what, Bill Gerber, we have a lot to talk about. So come on back on the show. And here he is, the first electman of Fairfield. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Melissa, thanks for having me on.
I always love having you here just to get the very latest on Fairfield. We have so many listeners in Fairfield, and we love Fairfield. I'm a little bit biased. Even my parents live there, so I love getting a check-in, giving the very latest scoop on what's going on. I want to start with the beach, to be honest. I want to start with the beach, and then okay. We can kind of move to monopoles in the next segment. But let's start with a heads up. Clam Jam is coming up, what, this weekend?
It is coming up this weekend.
Okay.
And, but this is an interesting event. This was an event that started, I'm thinking, like 30, maybe 35, 40 years ago.
Long time ago.
Maybe
it's
more.
Been around since I was a kid. I mean, I just know in the 90s it was around. I do know that. So it's been
so
around.
You know, obviously, you know, all the trouble we had with SantaCon last year. But Clam Jam, from what I understand, got to that level. It started with a few people on the beach having fun, and it multiplied exponentially and then became a huge spontaneous party every year. And it wasn't really under the control. It wasn't sanctioned by the school. And from what I understand, the town spent years and years and years trying to negotiate with the school to get more involved. And they did. They really did get heavily involved, and now it is a school event where they set up fences and they have wristbands, and you know, they make sure everyone's 21 or older, and they have transportation to make sure people aren't driving. So it's become a pretty well-controlled event in the past several years, and we're hoping it is the same this year.
Now, I did notice in your release last week, Bill, that there is a change of location for this year's Clam Jam. What's going on?
Well, that's because Penfield is under construction. There's a big Penfield Pavilion. There's a lot of construction equipment there. And so this year it is being held at Jennings. And it's kind of funny. I think the Jennings beach community, you know, maybe for some of them it took them a little bit by surprise, and this is the first time that they've had to think about this. But we've gotten some, what I find are, you know, some interesting emails saying you should never, you know, that they don't deserve to get the permit. Why are you doing this? And, you know, the answer is, well, it would happen one way or the other, and having this permitted and controlled is by far the better solution. And this year it's at Jennings. I assume it's going to go back to Penfield once Penfield construction is complete.
Okay. And so I think that this is a really good heads up that if you are living or you visit Fairfield frequently, you love the beaches, if Jennings is usually your spot to go to, maybe avoid it. I'm just thinking, again, and I kind of want to talk a little bit about that, Bill, because I know you've had a lot of public hearings since SantaCon involving law enforcement, the university, residents, and all of that. So I want to see if anything has changed since we last spoke. But it's probably a good idea to just, I would avoid Jennings. And the reason I say that is because, first of all, we know that the event is going to linger on. Okay, so the university, you know, says it's from one time to another. And it could kind of linger on. They could kind of, you know, mosey on down, you know, further than their, whatever. We're talking about college kids. So I think that the better option than like fighting it is that it's happening Saturday. So maybe just don't go to Jennings that day, especially if you have young kids. It's probably going to be annoying for you. Right. I mean, that's kind of the message, except you're a lot nicer about it and a lot more, you know, eloquently speaking than I am.
No, I would not be more eloquent than that. I think that is pretty direct, and I would make that recommendation as well. Although I do have to say, I do think the beach by and large, you know, again, it will be fenced in, the party, and it hopefully will be well under control, and there should be parts of the beach down there that, you know, you could go down and enjoy yourself. But it will be loud, I'm sure, for a period. There will be music. They usually have amplified music, so... Yeah, it depends what you like.
Right. It's college kids. But you know, you bring up a great point. We have Bill Gerber here, who's the first selectman of Fairfield. What was the last party, Fairfield, you just hosted? It was like a month ago.
Yes. So that was sort of a test case. I have to say there's been a lot of really good interaction with Fairfield, too.
And right.
For me, it's uplifting. I know it's not the first time the town and the university have work together and come to, sort of improved the logistics of parties and gotten more involved. But for this event, which was probably a third the size of SantaCon, it was called Sham Jam, as in Shamrock Jam, on around St. Paddy's Day. And we planned really heavily in advance, had multiple cleanup crews ready to make sure that the beach was cleaned up before the tide came in this time, as opposed to SantaCon, where a lot of trash was dumped and then went
that was
out
bad.
Into the Sound. But So this was great, and the Fairfield University paid a hefty share of the costs, and the town put out garbage cans all over the place, and you know, I think we were pretty happy. But again, it was a much smaller party, so we'll see as it ramps up in future parties that are larger, like SantaCon next year. We want to make sure that that is well under control as well.
But I did think, you know, just to go back, Bill, I thought this was a huge change. And I don't know if they've done this in the past. Maybe they have. I don't have the records, and so I'm not saying that this has never happened before. But I thought the fact that it seemed like they had, you know, more trash barrels, fine. The cleanup right away. I mean, being able to hire people to go down and make sure that they were cleaning things up. They also, I know the university actually created ahead of time a volunteer student team to do additional cleanup Sunday morning. But I thought the fact that Fairfield U, you know, spent the money to have a private trash collection company clean up as soon as the party was supposed to be over at like 4 p.m. or something. I think they went out at 5 and they were there for 3 hours. I that had to have made a difference. I mean, granted, yes, there were less people than SantaCon, but I mean, I'm hoping the university, do you know if they're following suit with what they did at Sham Jam?
Well, Clam Jam, they'll be doing more.
Okay.
It is very well organized, or it has been in recent years, and we're hoping it will be again this year. And so for Clam Jam, I am going on the assumption that, you know, that's going to go well, because it has. But I thought this was a lot of progress. The cleaning, I mean, the university has really been, we've worked pretty closely in the past few months. So. I'm excited. I think, you know, I just went and talked to an environmental group at Fairfield U, student-led group. And, you know, there are people there that really, really do care about the environment. I don't think they want to, you know, have the reputation of having students that dump.
No, and that would be wrong. I mean, that would be wrong, Bill. And I say that only because it used to drive me crazy. Look, I went to school in Vermont, and I don't know how many. I'm sure I was in the minority group, but the assumption that as soon as I went to school in Vermont meant that I was a pothead. I don't smoke pot. Never was interested in it. So I get it. I mean, there are students at Fairfield U who are not going to these parties, or even if they do, they're not the ones who are making a mess. It unfortunately, you know. I agree, and I'm glad that you said that, because, you know, a lot of times we just kind of lump college kids in together. And look, at the end of the day, Fairfield U is sponsoring it. Okay, this is Fairfield U is sponsoring this. So I think the fact that the town is working with them, again, I'm hoping that they would probably follow suit with what they did before. I mean, hiring a private trash collection company, that's what they did at this last party in March. Also having a volunteer student team go out, do clean up the next morning. I saw Lantern Point Association, they contracted a cleaning company to go out Sunday morning. So it seems like the environmental aspect, which really upset neighbors. I mean, that really, and for understandable reasons. The images I got were horrible.
They were horrible.
They're horrible. So I'm hoping that this is going to probably be the same for Clam Jam, that we see this improvement from what happened during SantaCon in December. And it sounds like we will. I hope so.
Yeah, you know, I think part of it is, you know, again, this has been going on a long time, and it may go through cycles, and I may not know resolutions in the past, and you know, it may have evolved and devolved over the time, but right now we're evolving in the right direction.
In a good direction.
And I think part of it is, you know, we kind of all sat around the table with every, you know, with all the emergency people and the DPW people and the, you know, Fairfield U, and we all started talking about, well, let's not blame each other for what happened in the past. Let's come up with a really, really detailed plan and make sure it doesn't happen in the future. And I think part of the problem is, you know, there's so much history here that people tend to start thinking about, you know, what happened 10 years ago.
Drumming up the past. Right. Yeah, but it's like, let's look at what's going on right now and how do we move forward. We're talking to First Electman of Fairfield, Bill Gerber. We were just discussing Clam Jam, Fairfield University, all of that. But as we were talking about the beach, before we switch gears to the UI Monopole proposed plan for Fairfield and parts of Bridgeport, I did want to get an update on Penfield Pavilion. I think this is like maybe third time's a charm. So they're doing construction again, right, Bill? And this is to make sure that they get all of the dump that's underneath it, all of the fill. I'm thinking of the word I'm trying to say to you. But yeah, I think you know what I'm getting at. They're trying to remove all of it, correct? Where are we sort of at with that project? Oh, there we go.
Violation of regulations in the, you know, the law. One was the fill, the contaminated fill that was put under and around the pavilion. The more dangerous, more hazardous material with PCBs is gone. We called those hot spots. Those had to be shipped off across the country into a specialized area that accepts that kind of material for processing, and that was a number of sites that material is gone. Underneath now is Connecticut regulated waste that has some construction material in it that cannot be on the beach. So it's a few feet of fill that was put underneath across the whole, pretty much the whole structure underneath. So that's being taken out. Right now they're concentrating on the locker room side of it, of Penfield Pavilion. So it's not the part that's raised up on the big structure, but it is being shipped off locally. And the reason they haven't started working on the main part of it is the main part of the building needs a new foundation, because it turns out the old foundation was not done in accordance with FEMA regulations. There was an obstruction that FEMA deemed would be hazardous during a storm. It could actually knock the building down. So we are eventually going to cut away the old foundation and put in these helical structures that will be the new foundation underneath. We're currently waiting for those have to be manufactured specifically for this project. It's galvanized steel, and they actually cut it and galvanize it and send it. And there's a fair amount of lead time for that. So we're waiting for those.
This should be it, right, Bill? I mean, this has to be the last time we work on Penfield Pavilion, unless like some horrible disaster happens, right? I mean, my God, it's been.
Yeah, it does. And, I was on the fence,
really,
for even doing this.
Just knock the whole thing down and just be like,
yeah,
we're done with
it. I was really on the fence.
Wow.
I mean, I didn't. It really wasn't up to me, to be honest, even though I was skeptical, because it had already been passed by all three bodies.
Sure.
RTM passed it, and I'm not even sure legally I had the right to say no when I got in. But
you were like, come on already. I mean, I don't know. I get that frustration. The first time it had to come down because of the storm, I was in college, or maybe I was one year out of college, but I remember that, and it was so devastating. And then when it was built up again, I just remember the headaches that people had living there. And now a third time, it has just been nonstop, it feels like. When is this construction going to be done, do you think?
It should be done by the end of January, beginning of February next year. So.
Okay.
It is used. It's a structure that's used by a lot of groups around town. Mm. And, when I looked at it, the cost of you always want to look forward and not all, you know, dwell on the past, right? So if you look at the sunk costs into this thing and you added it up, you think, hey, you're crazy for moving forward. But looking forward with the cost to remediate this versus the cost of knocking it down, carting the building away, and maybe putting something else there, that
you're not really saving a bunch of dollars.
It didn't make sense to do, in my view, it didn't make sense to do anything other than the direction that we decided to go.
Okay.
But, this had better be the last time.
The end.
The other reason that I was sort of on the fence is we all, hopefully by this time, understand the sea levels are rising. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if the sea levels rise, you know, I think now the expectation is maybe 6 to 8 inches in 15 years, and then
it's crazy.
20 inches by 2050. It's not just that those inches that rise during a storm surge. It's a multiple of that in terms of, you know, how topping the dunes and the height of the surge is not just 20 inches.
Right.
It'll be more than that. And so I am, I'm concerned that, you know, we're building on the beach at all. And, you know, this could be a decade, 2 decades, 3 decades, but at some point, you know, it may not be, you know, a viable structure anyway.
Yeah.
That is just a concern.
Yeah. I hear you, Bill. And I will say, I'm glad that we got to do a deeper dive into this. We have run out of time. However, I'm about to kind of put you on the spot, and I could certainly talk to your people off the air. I know there is a huge public hearing happening next Tuesday, April 30th. And I'm wondering, which I could talk to your people if you want, maybe Tuesday morning, if you can come on. I want to talk about the very latest with UI, the monopoles. Make sure if people can show up to that either Monday or Tuesday morning, I think it'd be worth having you come back
on.
Sure,
yeah, April 30th at Roger Ludlow Middle School, and people can provide, you know, public comment. We're going to have the experts there and give the latest of where we are and what we think about it. We have filed an appeal for, you know.
Yeah, so I'm going to send a message out to your team. I think it would be worth doing a deeper dive, kind of looking back at where we came from and why we're at this point and why it would be important for people to show up to this meeting next Tuesday. So if you're open to it and your schedule allows, would love to have you back on to talk about it
in depth.
Thank you.
And people should know there's some bills in that have been raised in our state house to provide some better guardrails around what the siting council can't do and how to do it.
So, that's something else that we could talk a little bit more about. That would be great, Bill. So let me work that out on my end. And I just want to thank you so much for doing the deep dive on these two topics today. Really important stuff and things that Fairfield residents and visitors want to know about. So I appreciate you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me, Melissa.
All right. Fairfield First Electman Bill Gerber here on WICC, and potentially we'll have him back on in a few days, early next week, to talk a little bit more about the UI monopoles. That has continued to be a real headache for Fairfield, for sure.